here with co-head coach Megan Marsden. So since last we spoke, the Pac-12 championship meet happened, and it started off a little bit rough, but then the team finished strong. What did you do to help the team kind of bounce back from two falls and the first three gymnasts on beam to finish as strong as they did?
Well, I'll give credit to Tom at that point. I I'm the beam coach, and so I was probably as disappointed as the athletes in terms of not starting out the way we had really planned and hoped for. Tom gathered the group, and his words, I think, were very telling in that he really asked the team to fight back, and that it's not over until the last routine, and that all the other teams still had to go to balance beam. And I thought that was good. I think the team needed to hear that, and they really listened to him and believed that nothing's over until the end of the meet. And what I like, they didn't get a win for that, but they came very close. And what they did get were kind of the accolades at the end of the night. We won three of the four events in the all-around. We had lots of girls that placed in the top three on events and were up on the podium getting a bouquet of flowers. And then in the Pac-12 honors, we had girls that were significant in that too, with Freshman of the Year and Specialist of the Year and Scholar Athlete of the Year. So what I loved is that they were at least rewarded with coming back strong and not giving up on the situation, because there was more at stake than just the Pac-12 championship in terms of some nice individual honors. And I love seeing them at least be rewarded in that way on a night that was disappointing for the team.
Do you think having that disappointment and then finishing strong, do you think that that's going to kind of help them mentally prepare now for the regionals that they have coming up this weekend?
I hope so, and I do know this group. They are gritty. They're competitive, and I don't think that they felt like they did everything they wanted to do on that night. But I know that they all feel like still some of the most important nights are left, and so I would guess that the group is learning from that and building from that, and I know they're really excited to be back in front of their home crowd. And so with all those things put together, I feel like the team should be ready to go, and we'll see. It's certainly a pressure-packed meet, and I know that can weigh heavy at times, but we're trying to help them approach it in the right way, where we're going to take it one event at a time, one routine at a time, and just try to build.
Is there anything that you've done different in practices leading up, because there's now going to be events where they're sitting on the sidelines with six teams competing? So what do you do to prepare for that, and how much does it change the complexity of the meet?
Well, we don't do a lot of physical preparation for that, because sitting and waiting a lot is not ideal. It's not very efficient with your training time. But we have talked about how in the past we handle byes so that the freshmen understand. And leading off on a bye, we are able to absorb that one with some kind of leftover things to get done. So the girls will prepare for march in, but they probably won't put their competition leotard on. They'll just put their warm-up on. In this meet, you have to put numbers with four little safety pins on the back of your leotard, which takes some time, and coaches help, but each of the girls help each other. Some of those things we can do when we go to bye. After the march-in, we go to bye. And so we'll spend that 30 minutes, 25 minutes, 30 minutes finishing, getting dressed, and then our bar girls will get their grips on. So first bye is taken care of, and then the second bye, I like to call a halftime and kind of equate it to other sports where there's a halftime. And what's nice is we'll go out there and get bars and beam, boom, boom, and then we get a little break. And then we've talked about how usually Utah lets the athletes kind of on their own deal with that time. Some people like to just put on headsets and relax, but we want all of them to come down from a high and rest a little bit. And because it's hard to sustain a 3-hour adrenaline rush. So we've found that it's best to kind of take that halftime, and since our bye sits in the halfway mode, that's what we've told the girls, but you can do that however you want. You can sit and chat with a buddy on the team, you can tell jokes, whatever, but physically we're going to come down for a little bit. And then we come out and finish up on floor and vault, and we've got, those are great events for us as well. And Tom told them, then we get the technical stuff out of the way, and then we come out and just cut loose for our fans. And so I like our approach, And we've talked about all that. You know, you got to live it, but we don't think living it over and over is a great idea.
And so a lot of the teams in this meet are familiar faces for you guys. Mm-hmm. You faced UCLA, obviously, Washington, Southern Utah. Does that help? Or since you're not really directly competing, is it just kind of like, oh, yeah, we know the team, but that's about it?
That's about it. To be honest, you know, with gymnastics, there's no defense. So the fact that we've met them several times doesn't really matter. And if it were a group of teams we've never met, there's not a lot we can do about that on the given night. So our approach will be that, to me, what hurts is when you begin to focus more on that and outcome than what the task at hand is. So our girls will spend their time worrying about the first event, the first girl, and help their team stay in our bubble and get one routine after another done and build on that. And it wouldn't matter who's in the arena, that approach would probably be our approach on any given night when there's several teams.
So on Friday, you're going to have an open practice that's open to the fans. For the mm-hmm. fans that do decide to come, what can they expect? Is it going to be very similar to a meet, or is it going to be pretty different from a meet?
It'll be pretty different from a meet. It'll be casual. I mean, all the teams want to get used to the equipment and stuff, and our athletes are pretty familiar with the equipment in the Huntsman Center. But our team is used to doing a little bit of training the day before a meet. So Tom and I are definitely planning to do some gymnastics on each event. We will be lighter on vault and floor. We may not use the entire 20 minutes, but on bars and beam, we definitely will use up our time and be training. I can't speak for what the other teams are going to do, but all the other teams, it's new equipment, and that is their time to get used to it. So there will be gymnastics, but it's not as polished and stuff. So it's a little more casual.
And is it the same order of events that you'll have in the actual meet on Saturday?
It is the same order of events, but there's no buys because there's two practice sessions. So there's three teams in each practice session. So Utah will go bars, beam, floor, vault, and we'll do those right in a row without any break, where the next night we will have breaks.
And then the last question for you, mm-hmm. How excited are you to have Maddie back on beam?
Well, you know, she's a beamer, and I love her to death, and I'm mostly happy for her because I know she so badly would like to help the team in more than just a cheerleader on the side, and I'm happy that it looks like that shoulder is going to allow her an opportunity. I'm trying to keep some pressure off and let her know that my hope is that the five people in front of her do a great job, and then she can get up there and do the best she can, but not everything's weighing on her. And on the other hand, if it becomes a situation where we really need her score, I have complete confidence in Maddie. She's just a natural on that event, and I think she'll do a great job for us.